British R&B artist Estelle is best known for her 2008 Grammy-winning hit, American Boy.
American Boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
She did get her American Boy, but a few years back they went through a rough breakup. Estelle channeled that heartbreak into her 2012 album, All of Me.
The last time people heard me, I was broken up. I had this song called Thank You, and it was the saddest song in the world. It really is, if you look it up. You know, I literally was like, well, what am I going to sing about next? The American Boy, great, awesome, found him, broke up with him, what's next, you know? And I thought, this is the most fun, amazing, new period of time in my life. Let me write about, you know, the quest for true romance.
True Romance is the name of her new album, but it's not all hearts and flowers and violins. These songs all revolve around four very different themes.
I call it the four themes of getting by.
Of getting by?
Yeah.
Take us through those four themes.
Courage, passion, the BS, and true romance.
Courage makes me think of the lead single from this album, Conqueror.
Conqueror was one of the last records we recorded, but kind of sewed everything together. It's like, what do you do after you have a breakup? You pick yourself up and you keep going. And that's where that song came from.
So when you're creating this, were these songs, were they like therapy for you as you're getting through these emotions, or are they like a diary of what you went through?
A bit of both. Mm-hmm. Therapy in a way, because I started recording these songs as kind of a way to remind myself that I wasn't staying in that space. I didn't have to stay in that space. So the songs are kind of affirming that I'm not crazy, that I'm, you know, forgive myself, get over it, it's all right, you know, people make mistakes, keep moving.
Is that why when you're dealing with, say, the BS side of things in a song like The Same, you're kind of having some fun?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, you know, you feel like you're great and everything's over and you're fine and you're done and you're like, And it just became real apparent why that relationship didn't work. It was like, we were just there because, well, I said I needed an American boy and now I have one, and, you know, I felt silly about, you know, leaving him. And so The Same was like my brainwave of a realization, oh, I don't like this guy at all.
So this guy was the one who was the subject of your 2008 really big hit song over here, American Boy.
No, he was the subject of All of Me.
Oh, okay.
The one after that.
Okay, gotcha.
I was singing American Boy and then I met him, and it's a weird one for me. I end up living a lot of the things I write and sing about, so I'm pretty careful now.
My guest is Estelle. Her album True Romance is out on Tuesday. You grew up in London, but now you're living in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you think that living in America has affected your sound.
Yeah, absolutely. It's affected it in that it's broadened it. It's one thing hearing it from the UK. It's a whole other thing living it, you know, having been to Memphis. And when you've heard about Memphis for so long, having met Aretha Franklin and sang for her after hearing her sing for so long, you know, your perspective on the music and the intention is so different, you know. It makes you really want to do it right.
And since we're talking so much about romance, I want to ask you, is dating in America different?
Absolutely. You guys really date.
What do you mean?
You see one person one day and a whole other person the next. When I came here, I was used to, you know, I see you, I'm with you, I like you, you like me, cool, you know. And then you come here and you're like, well, I see you, I like you. And he's like, hold up, no, I got her, and her. And you know her. And I ain't chosen anyone yet. So, well, just hold on. And you're like, what? You know, I wasn't used to being thrown into that at all. And then I realized that I could do it too. So it didn't feel so bad.
This is Valentine's Day weekend, and you know, we've talked about the BS and some of the heartache, but there are some beautiful, hopeful love songs on here, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a song called Got Your Love. I have a song called All That Matters. I think when I was writing this album, I had to go so far to the right of being happy to not fall off the negative side with some of the BS songs.
If I could pick a single moment to tell you how I fell right into the blue, then I would tell the time my heart fell.
You said that All That Matters is a wedding song?
Yeah, I call it my wedding song. Every time I sing it, my friend's like, okay, thank you. I have my wedding song. You know, they get into that space with me. And it's the dream. It's the crux of what you want if you're in a relationship with somebody, that no matter what happens, what actually matters is the love you have for each other.
And if the sun should go away from me, it don't matter. With you I shine, and if these clouds keep you from coming near, it don't matter, you're already mine. That's all that matters, matters, that matters.
So of those four emotions, True Romance is on there, and that's the title of this album. Have you found true romance?
I'm in search of. In the past 4 or 5 years for me, it's been about just being a good human being. So I'm doing a lot more of the me work, and just, you know, in between music and everything else in life, I'm just trying to get myself together.
Got back up.
That's Estelle. Her new album, True Romance, is out on Tuesday. Estelle, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.